And right now it is time to take five for your community. And this morning I'm very pleased to be joined by Lawrenceville Mayor Don Wagner. Mayor, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Hope you had yourself a nice weekend.
Oh, I sure did. I was in Indianapolis and Bloomington.
That's right. Before we get to what happened at the council meeting, you know, we just had the Fall Festival. And you know, it just goes to show you, it's a great advertisement for what a great city Lawrenceville can be, you know.
Sure.
For
sure
4 days, and right. People come from all over just to be a part of it. So
right.
Must do your heart good to see that, you know, a lot of folks coming in. And, you know, Lawrenceville's a good place to visit. It's a good place to live. And, you know, just one of several events that's going to be going on that go on every year.
That's right. Yeah, well, this year we're going to have a Halloween parade again this year too.
Well,
that's coming up.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. That was one of the things that was mentioned at the council meeting. Got some Halloween themed events coming up. So,
right.
So let's talk about the yard sale ordinance. Explain to folks what this is.
Well, it's mainly to control the yard sales. It's very simple. It's you can have a yard sale 3 days in a row. You cannot have one within another 30 days, and you're allowed to have four a year. It must be registered at City Hall. There's no charge. It's just to make sure we know who's got what going on. We've had a lot of complaints about ongoing yard sales and such, so that's why it was passed.
Okay, I was going to ask you that. I didn't know if that was something that people were coming to you and complaining about. Or
yes, we've had quite a few complaints.
All right, so there you go. So that, and again, they can come to City Hall and register their yard sales and garage sales and whatnot. You got a good news about the audit, right? You got an audit on the finances,
And you we had a great audit. The city, it shows a slight loss, but that was because we had to give money back from the TIF area. It finally closed the TIF 1, and we had to give back almost $200,000. Oh. That went back to the taxing bodies.
Okay. So for folks who aren't familiar, I've heard this phrase several times, so it's only from talking to you that I know what the TIF area, what is the TIF area?
That's a tax increment finance. The taxes on the land stayed what they were for 22 years. The excess taxes for the improvements went back to the city to make more improvements.
Okay. All right. Very good. So you've got the money, and you bought some new equipment, right?
Yes, we did. We bought a new tractor for the cemetery, and we're buying a new backhoe. Well, the old one was 20-some years old, and it's time to have a new one. It's wore out.
Okay.
That's for our utility department.
All right. That's very good. And it's great that you have the money to do that, usually.
Well, we're trying to update all of our equipment and vehicles.
Okay. Trick-or-treat hours were set, right?
Yes, that'll be on Halloween night, and it'll be 5 to 8 o'clock,
okay.
5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
All right. Now, what's this resolution? You approved a resolution. You're pledging your support to oil and gas industry. What's that all about?
Well, that was we were asked by the Oil and Gas Society to have a resolution for what they do for the area, for the community, jobs that they have. That was mainly what it was. About every town was having that resolution.
Okay. So,
just showing our appreciation for the oil industry.
I got you. Okay. I heard about that, and I wasn't sure what exactly that was. So, so you got quite a bit going on. And again, the yard sale ordinance, and again, they can come to City Hall if they're having a yard sale garage. So you're not putting the kibosh. You just control
how
many.
We're trying to regulate a little bit. We also had our levy, first reading of our levy.
Oh, okay.
And that's around $500,000. That doesn't mean we'll use it all, but that's what we're asking for. And it's a little over 3% increase. That's about average for every year.
Okay.
And we'll pass the levy at the next meeting.
All right. So things are going fairly well.
Going fairly well. Real well, actually. We're going to have some meetings to address the decaying housing in the city and see if there's something we can do about that. We're going to have some meetings with committees on that also.
Okay, there you are. Lawrenceville Mayor Don Wagner. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.